Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
According to new guidelines released by the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and the Obesity Society, doctors should be considering obesity as a disease and more actively treating. Now, the American College of Sports Medicine has long been saying that exercise is medicine and can be one of the best ways to treat this disease that is obesity. Some people, I'm not sure, agree that obesity is a disease. They think that maybe it's something that is, you know, you gave to yourself. We're talking about that today with Dr. Michelle Olson. She's a professor of exercise physiology at Auburn University in Montgomery. Welcome to the show, Dr. Olson. So, do you think this is controversial?
Absolutely, it is controversial. If there's one good thing about controversy, it does get us all talking, whether pro or con. It brings it, you know, to the forefront. And first off, you know, whether one agrees or disagrees that obesity should be classified as a disease, you know, we know that well over 65% of adults are overweight. And then truly the serious part of this is of those who are overweight, actually more are truly obese. They fall into the category of being extremely overweight. And so, you know, in our society, the individuals who are overweight are also getting even more overweight as then more and more people are starting to be heavier than they should be as well. Now, you know,
whose fault is it?
Well, this is the thing. This is what is really disturbing, is that the fault. We know what generally causes one to be overweight and or to become obese. I mean, tons of research on it, tons. And it comes down to the fact that our society is so dramatically much less active than they were generations before. Children do not get recess. Children do not get regular physical education. Children have to start specializing in a sport in grade school. And so all the kids, like me, because I'm older, who did every sport, it didn't matter if you were good in it or not. You know, in the fall we did gymnastics, in the winter we did volleyball, in the spring we did tennis, in the summer we did swimming. You know, we were active all the time. And the way our culture has gotten and our society, we just are anti-movement. If you really take a step back and look at it, there are so many obstacles to getting us to move. We have to be on our cell phones all the time, checking our email all the time. We cannot take a break and even, you know, walk down the hallway.
Well, Dr. Olson, you know, the thing is also with the advent of remote controls, even electronic can openers for crying out loud, things
right.
that make life easier keep us from moving more. But also in schools, one of the problems with our children, academics, you know, gym and recess have been replaced by academics, which we need to catch up to other countries. But kids need to jump around and run around to get their beans out, or they can't think straight.
Right.
It's
well,
a huger problem than we realize. What do we do?
Yeah. Well, and as far as the kids and academics, now the latest research is also very clear that the children who have regular physical education and have recess do well better academically. So if we're really trying to work on these science scores and, you know, critical thinking and math, we are going to continue to lose the battle if we don't use more of the holistic teach the whole child program that is a paradigm for school teachers. They know that children have to be active and they should receive activity. So again, we just seem to counter in favor of, you know, putting the pencil to the paper and doing all kinds of things, whether it's a can opener or taking recess away from children. You know, now in terms of obesity being, you know, a medical disease, well, you know, those of us like myself who are on the exercise physiology side of the house, we know it's a serious condition. And for a lot of us, it's, it is a fact that it's a symptom and a risk factor for many other diseases, well-accepted diseases like hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, heart disease. And we know that exercise, along with eating like you and I ate when we grew up, three meals a day, fruits and vegetables, you know, drinking milk, all of that, eating good foods, we know that we do not have to be overweight. Now, in some of the medical community, because obesity does, you know, cause damage to the joints, messes up your insulin, your blood sugar, all of these other serious things, the medical community, you know, is making an attempt to pull it out as an actual disease. And the one good thing about that may be, you know, when you get, you know, the AMA and some organizations like that behind this, you know, maybe that will get our focus more precise in terms of, you know, if now we're calling it a disease, are we going to really wake up and start doing some of these things that we've got to do? Because even if the doctor gives you some kind of medicine, it's like diabetes. That medicine is only going to do so well if you exercise and eat right along with it.
So you're right. It does all go together. One thing has to follow the other, and you can exercise all you want, but if you're not eating right, as some of my clients have realized over the 25 years I've been working with them, that you have to add the nutrition into it. So I know we cannot solve the world's problems in this short, very short segment, but in just the last minute that we have, Dr. Olson, your best advice for treating obesity as a disease. I love that the doctors will now use a physical education kind of questionnaire, if you will, that they will ask about your physical activity, how much are you getting, and even recommend it. I'm also hoping the medical schools will start adding exercise physiology to the medical program and nutrition so that doctors have more of a working knowledge, as you and I do, about the true impact of exercise and nutrition on the body and its ability to heal and help control weight. So give us your best advice for treating obesity as a disease, what people can do about it. You have about 1 minute.
So since it's a hypokinetic disease disorder, and this is well accepted, hypo, low, kinetic, to move, since it is directly and profoundly related to low levels of activity, whether you are seeing a doctor and receiving some kind of medication because you're also diabetic, let's say, to help resolve this, the medication, once again, is going to work so much more effectively if you are engaging in physical activity and eating correctly. It all has to go together. My best advice is always going to be on the prevention end. Try to keep up your level of physical activity. Try to watch your weight as you age. If you find yourself in a position where you've got no, you know, very overweight and you can seek medical help, you know, we would encourage that, but we just all need to remember in this community of health professionals that we've got, our body was engineered to move, and if it's not moving a lot and not moving effectively, we are going to get heart disease, we are going to get high blood pressure, and we are going to get overweight.
Absolutely great information. So obesity being treated as a disease, and we are hopeful that not only will the medical schools take up this mantra, that the doctors and physicians will use their prescription pads to write a prescription for exercise just as they would for, you know, a beta blocker or any other medication to control any of the comorbidities that go along with obesity. Exercise is medicine, and that's what the American College of Sports Medicine is calling on all doctors to do. And that's why we're talking about it right here on Radio MD and Train Your Body. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.